Really do. Ben Patterson from an album, That Old Feeling. You know, it gives me great privilege to present Ben, such a pianist, and he does the vocals on this album also. Thank you for joining me for another webcast. Boy, I'm going to have a ball today. I just know that. I'd like to ask you this question. How have you been feeling lately? What has been your frame of reference for the bit that you've been on the planet? This thing right here, if I'm continuing at the point that I wanted to continue in. Yeah. What makes for a successful person? What makes for a successful life? What makes you successful? And that's what I'll be addressing for this next hour on Ram Radio. And I'm your internet host, PJ. Hey, how does it feel to be 76 years old? Yeah, I got, you know what? I'm losing weight and I'm feeling good about that. I have real good feelings about losing weight and feeling good about my health, my mental health, the health that I live in, that I walk in, that I move in every day of my life. And I do that because I try to turn all of the obstacles that coming my way into opportunities to live a life today that will have me living my life in the fullest of my potential. I'm just that kind of a person. I don't want to live another person's successful life. I want to live a successful life for me. And I do that by listening to my heart, by listening to me, and by not listening to other people that don't have my best interest at heart. You see, my friend, the block of granite, which is an obstacle in the pathway of the weak, becomes a stepping stone in the pathway of the strong. And that's what I do. Whatever is in my way that seems to hold me back, to have me subjected to someone else's rule of thumb, I reject that automatically. I don't let that take power over, nor in my life. I take power over that situation. I take control of what's happening in my life. Because I found this out to be true, that life is an obstacle course. And since it's an obstacle course, it's full of hoops and jumps through, stairs to climb, and walks to scale, and walls to, you know, scale that wall. No matter how much we practice at it, it'll always be a challenge, and I know that to be true. Sickness, illness, maybe a bad mental state can come my way, and of that, you can be sure it is coming. And trust me, at 76, I know that there's something else coming my way because I can't stay here forever. But while I'm here, what I'd like to do is I'd like to stay here as much as I can and accomplish as much as I possibly can. So as we're on that obstacle course called life, I want you to try to live that life to the best of your ability and not to let other things get in the way of sabotaging that life for you. Because that's what happens when we allow these obstacles to get in the way. We're going to hear a little bit more from Ben Patterson in the next few minutes coming up. I just got a few things that I want to share with you today. And then I'll let you go. Hey, I got my Westways magazine. That's a magazine from AAA Automobile Insurance. They tell me that I've had that insurance since 2001. Can you believe that? Since 2001, I've had that insurance. And it has been a world of good for me, I'm telling you. If you don't have it on your car, you need to look seriously into grabbing that. Well, I'm going to play another number right here because I like the Ben Patterson. I'm playing from this nice CD. And I'm in the mood for some Ben. And so what I'm thinking about doing is playing a number that I like, written by, as a matter of fact, Bob Dylan. It's number 3 on this album. And it's called, it's really a nice number, To Make You Feel My Love. If you remember this song, it's beautiful. And I want to plug it in. And I hope that it plays appropriately as I program it. Because this system has a way of acting like it doesn't want to hear me. Ben playing a Bob Dylan number. Now let's see if it goes along with the program. Got it keyed up. Okay. Got it keyed up. Play. Whoa.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear and there's no one to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I knew it from the moment that we met. No doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue. I'd go crawling down the avenue. Nothing in the world I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
To make you feel my love.
To make you feel.
real nice Bob Dylan number. That's what he wants to do. He wants to make you feel his love, and that's a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, we're talking about life's obstacles and how we, you know, get over those particular obstacles without committing suicide in the midst of it. And I think it's pretty good subject matter to talk about as we handle this. You can be sure that just as an athlete in the game of life, you have to be vigilant in your quest to finish with flying colors. And a lot of times when we get older, we become discouraged because our money falls off, our friendship falls off, seems like family members don't care for us. Some of you that's been listening to me for years, and you keep coming back and you're saying, I wonder how JC is doing. I'm doing as well as I can possibly do. Why is that? Because I want to finish with flying colors. I know that this course of life for me is filled with stiff competitors in every form imaginable. Classism is one, racism is another one, discrimination, sexism, insecurity, even old Mr. Jealousy creeps up and tries to gain on us along the way. You're in this road race to finish well. That's what I try to share with the young men that I, you know, hook up with and meet. Make you finish well. But you know what? I was with a friend of mine the other day, and he was telling me, what you need to do is you need to find out the level that we're on and try to find what we're doing. And you know, I'm looking at that, and I'm saying, you know what? I really don't want that. Because I like the old school way, and the old school way, I feel pretty comfortable there. But some people are insecure. I'm not. Keeping ourselves in sharp focus allows us to blur out the competition from running neck and neck with us. If we position ourselves straight ahead, we can keep our eyes on the prize no matter how tough the hurdle is, how high the wall is, or how steep the stair climb may be. We can actually draw strength from the difficult things that we are confronting. And we can draw this strength with guts, I mean intestinal fortitude, to make it, okay, generated by the competitors around us. Within a single breath, wait a minute, there's somebody trying to give me a call right here, and I think that I better take this call. And, hey, is this Reginald Culver?
Yes, it is.
Hey, man, I'm in the middle of doing a webcast right now.
Oh, yeah, what's going to be doing for the day or what's going on?
I'll be here for the rest of the day, so far as I know, yes. Oh, no, not really, Reggie.
Okay.
I just had a little breakfast here. I'm good.
Okay. All right, no problem.
All right, thanks for the invite.
Okay, no problem.
All right, man. Bye-bye. No, I refuse. I refuse to eat the food at Jack's. It's too cholesterol-heavy, too bacon and eggish. Everybody that goes there puts on this humongous stomach. And I can't do that. I want to, see, I'm trying to make him feel my love. I'm going to take care of myself. And I hope that he takes care of himself. I just don't like eating at that place. It's an ethnic spot, and it's nice. It's very popular. Jack's. It's a nice community restaurant located on Western Avenue near King Boulevard. But I just cannot go there. Within a single breath, we can replenish ourselves with the energy, with the stamina, and the sheer determination if we need to turn each obstacle into a golden opportunity. I even look at my diet as such, everything as such, what I eat. If you say that you want it, why haven't you done it? Are you a soldier, or abandoning your particular goal? Have you given up on life because life seems to be treacherous and too demanding for you? Oh, by the way, I'm quoting from a great little book, What Black Men Should Do Now, 100 Simple Truths and Ideas and Concepts by K. Thomas Oglesby. And I just read a section from this book that I thought that would go right along with our little thing here. Turn obstacles into opportunities. Now, how do we do that? You have to stay centered on who you are, what you're all about, what your life consists of. Never what somebody else's life consists of. Because you see, you're not going to make me feel your love thinking that your life is consisting of somebody else's manifesto. So, I think that's a very important principle. Stay centered. Stay centered on you. Stay centered on you. And that takes you to the next number that I want to play for you right now. And it's by Ben. And it's called My Ship. My Ship. I like that. Ben Patterson on the piano. And I think he does a great rendition of this. And then we'll be back with some other concepts. It doesn't look like this thing wants to play. Well, let me continue with my closing comments at 22 minutes and 8 seconds into this webcast. Don't think you can't learn from the competition. Now, this is a very important point because I can learn from everything that happens to me in my life, whether it's something good, whether it's something bad. I can learn from it. I can play by the rules. And you know the rules that you're supposed to play by. And then, of course, give it all you got. Now, let me see if I got this thing keyed up here. My Ship by Ben Patterson. It's from an album called That Old Feeling. And I think that you're going to enjoy this number with your whole heart. Ben? Thank you. What a fine album. If you can pick this up, this would really brighten up your day. That old feeling, old school music, you know, giving you the nature to really fall in love with good music. Good music. Music that can make your heart at ease. Music that's not going to keep you all. Now, look, don't get me wrong. I like party music sometime. I like really enjoying my life. I like going out, having a good time. But when it comes to experiencing life, well, hey, I saw a movie. I got to share this with you. I saw a movie, and it was at the Pan African Film and Arts Festival, the 28th annual. As a matter of fact, here in Los Angeles, the screening schedule and festival guidebook I have in my hand. And it ended on the 23rd of this month. It started on the 11th. And I only saw one film at the festival. They had many other films there that I could have seen, but I only saw one, and it was called Harlem Rising. It was an interesting documentary, and I had the privilege of meeting its director. And what an interesting character he was. I have his business card here somewhere, and my gosh, I don't know what I did with it. I misplaced it, but he was Filipino. He was a Filipino director. He said it took a number of years to put the film together, and it told the story. Well, it's Harlem Rising, if you really want to concentrate on it. It gave the story of a school in the middle of Harlem in the black community where under the Obama administration, certain funds were given for the education, the uprising or the uplifting of the community. It was a very stimulating documentary that I saw, and I highly advise it for those of you that would like to see a fine movie. I think that it was a fine movie. And listen, I wanna thank those of you that's been listening to the webcast and that's been following along. And I am doing today's webcast on an old SoundForge system. And I am doing some of my webcasts on the ProLogic systems. And so what I'm doing is I'm going back and forth on two systems doing these deals. The ProLogic sometimes gives me a lot of static, and the SoundForge just seems to be good. But I can't quite balance my music with the voice, and that's what you hear. Okay, so that's giving an excuse. Such as it is, I want to go to another number here on this fantastic album. And it's called Hard Times. It's called Hard Times. And I want to play this, and I want you to hear it, and I want you to gain from its lessons. Ben Patterson, Hard Times. Listen. I like that bass. If that beat sounds familiar to you, it should. David Fathead Newman is the author of this number, Hard Times, and it rings with lyrical joy to the African American community. Enjoy. Thank you. Yeah, I like that. And you know what? Got to be thankful for the old artists that wrote and these new young artists that can reproduce that music. Talking about old and new, I just turned around and looked on the bookshelf here in my office and I came across, let me see if I put the date when I purchased this Bible. Oh my goodness. Man, I got people's names, addresses, telephone numbers, notes, and a lot of these people. Oh, here it is. I got this Bible on 4/16/77. That's when I bought this King James Version. And I wrote in it, to the glory of my Jesus, let the book be used, amen. And then I have down here, the doctrine of God, 2 Timothy 6:3-12. Let me go to it. And this is in the King James Version. That can't be 2 Timothy 6. I wrote that down. Wait a minute. See, when you find old books and you look in here, and you look at, oh, look at the notes that I have in this book. I've read my Bible. I've read it over the years. And most of it, I have it tucked away deep down in my heart. Just as the Bible says, that I might not sin against you. No, that could not have been 2 Timothy chapter 6. What did I mean to write down? No, I don't know what I was writing down, but this is wrong. And it's not my writing. It's somebody else's writing. But anyhow, man, you got any old books around the house? You should, man, look. I even have this down here. My friend, he's now deceased. He was a traffic officer with me. O.V. Wilson, I have his telephone number, and he attended New Bethel Baptist Church in Venice, California. That's right. Oh, my goodness. I got these numbers of these people, and wow. And this is a precious book. Precious book. I just came across a scripture that really helped me grow over the years. And that's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I have that underlined and highlighted. Underlined in red and highlighted in yellow. I used my book. Yes, I did. I used my book. I want to play one more number by Ben Patterson. That old feeling. It's a beautiful picture of him. Seated out in a kind of like a walk-through mall, and people are enjoying the afternoon, and Ben is just there sitting at the piano playing it. Let's see. Let's this. I've already played that number. Here's one, and then I'm going to leave it alone. When I grow too old to dream. Now, I remember this number because my dad used to play this number a lot. He used to play this number. And I'm going to play it for you now. Ben Patterson. When I grow too old to dream. Leading the way. And thank you for coming to my website. I'll try to have more stuff up as soon as possible, but this 45 minutes has been brought to you by pure love and determination to go forward regardless of what gets in our way. Right? Right. God bless.